Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You may or may not know this group. You will now, not necessarily because you think their music is cool, but because they are in the middle of the action in Paris. A band called Eagles of Death Metal.
I came to LA to make rock and roll. Along the way, I had to sell my soul. I made some good friends that make me say, I really want to be in LA.
They were playing at the Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris. That's where at least 100 of the people were killed during the attacks on the city. And so when you looked at that name, Eagles of Death Metal, I thought, ooh, that's not something that's going to... there's no good energy wrapped around that. But yeah, they sound like a fairly typical...
They're a pop band, though. Kind of just a silly name.
Yeah. Anyway... a lot of people thought, because they didn't know about this group, they played metal. It was a metal group like Metallica or something like that.
Yeah, one of those headbanger
heavy metal
groups.
Yeah, heavy metal. But no, that's not what they do. You can check out a lot of the stuff on Twitter that was explaining what, you know, some of the people on TV sounded pretty stupid when they were talking about them. Not that that's anything new. Some
and
people
that's,
on radio.
That's new and different, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Love watching the coverage on TV on these big events, right?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
They're just making it up as they go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not news. So for fans of Eagles of Death Metal, the band's name is part of its charm. The two leaders of the group,
joke,
Jesse
basically.
Hughes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a joke.
We kind of have a rule with Eagles of Death Metal that it's a fun show. We want to bring everybody along and have some fun. But as the news spread across social media, as well as obviously the news outlets, when people saw the shoot 'em up at Bataclan, people knew they were playing there.
How do you handle this if you're them?
Oh man, it's
the
gotta
instant
be tough.
Fame that comes with such a horrible tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you? How do you take that? I mean, at one thing, you know, you want to say, wow, we've finally got an opportunity, but how do you build on that?
Mm-hmm. And they had one of their crew members were killed also.
I was going to say, I think they were still locating the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, the merch guy, the guy who sells the merchandise, the T-shirts.
Yeah.
He was
out front. That's where the shoot 'em up was.
Yeah, he was out front. And a local New Orleans woman who's very well known here had been invited to the show by him. He was friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shot in both legs. And she actually talked with UK media and said he basically died in her arms.
I had heard they kind of dropped and ran, that they weren't sticking around because there was a stage door. Yeah,
they got
band.
Right out the stage door.
Right.
Well, if you look at the video,
back,
not that I blame them. Yeah.
If you look at the video, like one of the guitarists, like immediately bolted. The guy in front.
The drummer was gone. It was the
drummer and the guitarist.
Yeah.
And then the lead guitarist, he was just still kind of like hanging out front. Like, I don't think he knew anything was wrong at first.
U2 announced that it had canceled a concert schedule for Saturday. It was supposed to be broadcast live on HBO. They said the statement that it resolved to go ahead with a concert at an appropriate time, which would make a whole lot of sense, obviously. So both U2 and Eagles of Death Metal, both affected by the circumstances in Paris. The act of war, many people call it an act of war, and I think that's probably pretty appropriate. The French police, there have been some people arrested, I think, but isn't there something known about the lead in this? And
they had the mastermind, at least at the time they were arresting him. That was just a few minutes ago, I think.
Yeah, he looks like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck.
He does. If you see the picture that they're putting on the media of him, he's got this silly grin on his face with this stupid hat. And you're like, how could somebody so stupid looking pull this off?
Yeah. Oh. Some of these people came in on boats, too. They just come in with the migrants. Some of them, they're coastal. That's one of the things that people, nobody talks about how easy it is to get into any country that has a coastline.
No, they're all coming from Belgium, which is...
And all open borders.
It's easy to float across there, for sure. 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song, Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging, The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh, boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you'd least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's outfield of dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove that mic up your as far as you can stick.
So, where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Swinging a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby made off with the Mets money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.